Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us on this day that we commemorate the baptism of our Lord comes first from Isaiah chapter 43, beginning with the first verse. But now, thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. And also from Luke chapter 3. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized, as he was and was praying, the heavens were opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." This is God's word. Friends in Christ, have you seen Pixar's Toy Story movies? They're groundbreaking in many ways. They really work because they are great stories with unforgettable characters like Buzz Lightyear and Woody the cowboy, who you see pictured there. Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head make appearances. There's many other really great characters. And early on in the first Toy Story, we learn that Woody, the cowboy, is a very important toy. He is the favorite toy of a boy named Andy, as a matter of fact. And the way that you knew that Woody was Andy's favorite is that Andy had written his name on the bottom of Woody's boot. Woody was very proud that Andy had done that. It showed that he was special and important and that he belonged to this little boy. That's what makes it so sad in Toy Story 2 when Woody agrees to be part of a collection being shipped to Japan. With a couple strokes of brown paint, Andy's name is covered over. If someone looked at the bottom of Woody's boot, they would never know he had once belonged to Andy. And later on in the story, when Woody decides he wants to stay, he wipes off the brown paint so that he can see Andy's name again, because seeing that name means he's special. He is important. He belongs to Andy. Why are we talking about Toy Story? It's simple. If you have been on the receiving end of a Christian baptism, you have a name written on you. That name tells you everything you need to know about your past, your present, and your future. That name is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And with that name on you, there are certain things you can know are true no matter what. You are special. You are important. You belong to God. Listen to what he says. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. Do you hear what God is saying? He paid a high price to obtain you because he knows you and he treasures you. That's what redemption is. It's a purchase. You belong to God and you need not fear. And you need to know that, don't you? I mean, really need to know that because of everything else that you're going through right now. What is truly amazing. And I know that word gets overused these days. But this is truly amazing. Jesus needed to know the same thing. In his full humanity, he needed to know that he was fully loved and treasured by his Father. He was going to go through some things that make our troubles seem pretty manageable by comparison. His trust in his Father would be put to the ultimate test at the cross. So yes, he needed to know what his Father thought. And his Father told him, do you remember what he said? You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased. And when did his Father say this? At Jesus' baptism. I have to think that there were days when Jesus clung to his Father's words like a life raft. Whether facing satanic temptation, which all the gospel writers tell us is exactly what happened next, right after Jesus' baptism. Whether it's that or the crush of human need, people bringing their sick to Jesus because they know he can do something to help. Or whether it was the unbearable weight that he felt that night in the Garden of Gethsemane, there was always this baptismal proclamation, you are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased. And when on the cross that relationship was ruptured, that was the price Jesus paid to purchase us. The highest possible personal cost. As the prophet Isaiah says elsewhere, the punishment that brought us peace was upon him. God says, I have redeemed you. And it's true. The Father made his beloved Son pay the bill for our sin debt. He treated his Son like the condemned sinner so we could be treated as redeemed children. And because of that, when you were baptized, the invoice of your life was stamped, paid in full. Not only that, but the things God said about his Son were said of you. You are my beloved child. With you, I am well pleased. Your sin and shame is buried in Jesus' tomb. That's what I meant when I said that God's name written on you in holy baptism tells you everything you need to know about your past. Your sins are dead and buried in Jesus' grave. And your present and future are located in a living Lord. Jesus rose from the dead just as he came up out of the Jordan River, Spirit-filled, perfectly obedient, perfectly pleasing to his Father. You are connected to him in all his glory by baptism and the faith that baptism produces. I want to strongly encourage you today to try to think about your baptism a little more than you do now. And to be candid, I'm telling you this because I need to think about it a lot more than I do now. Baptism is a beautiful gift. It is nothing less than a spiritual adoption. It creates an adoptive relationship between God and me. I am in need, so God pays the fee. He takes me in. He gives me his family name and everything that goes along with it. I can't think of anything that could possibly be better. Can you? But how quickly I forget. How quickly I forget what has been done for me how willingly I forget who I really am. Holy Spirit, please make us consider ourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Help us remember our baptismal adoption. In an imaginary cinematic world, Andy wrote his name on Woody the Toy Cowboy. If you have been baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, then somewhere in the real world, God wrote His name on you. From that moment on, you belong to Him. You are far more than God's favorite toy. You are His own child now. And that doesn't make you perfect. It just makes you perfectly loved. And in times of temptation, in times of crushing need, in times when the weight of the world has fallen on you, the words of your Heavenly Father can break through with deeper truth. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. And if you're not baptized, and you're sitting there thinking about all this, and it sounds like a gift that you would like to have for yourself, let's talk. Would you please pray with me? Father, Son, Holy Spirit, when we have passed through the waters of holy baptism, we received your name. That has, in a very real way, made us who we are. Oh, how easy it is to forget who we really are. So give us every opportunity today and every day moving forward to remember who you are, what you have done, and that we may live each day in the reality of a spiritual adoption that you have created out of pure love for us. Teach us to remember. Show us what it means to live in our baptismal connection with you. We pray it in your holy name. Amen.